So, large firm, I was trying to reach a very large swath of people that would be involved in smaller car wrecks that needed essentially someone to handle all of the medical, handle all the basic stuff. You know, these were all mostly minimum policy cases. So the demographics on that, so I used a lot of TV advertising. I used some internet advertising. I did billboards. I was trying to reach out, you know, in very specific, like, areas and swaths of Dallas and Fort Worth. When I was individually by myself, I realized that the easiest way for me to reach out and advertise was I couldn't afford to compete in a larger market, and I didn't have the bandwidth to compete in a larger market. So I picked one specific zip code, and I tried to vertically integrate in that zip code. So people would see my face. They would have my card, business owners, and a variety of different community, like, organizations I would be a part of. I would donate to whatever the local teams and different organizations that had people. I would try to get in front of that community as much as possible. And then now, with the firm that we have, we're primarily a litigation firm. My primary people that I'm advertising to is attorneys. So I'm, you know, hosting political events and being very active in attorney communities in Dallas and doing a variety of things that get me in front of my target market. And then lastly, how do you track your results? Like, you've got to track and have some statistics. If you're going to spend money and if you're not tracking that, then you are not operating your business efficiently. And sometimes you can luck into it, like working out, but more often than not, you are going to get yourself in a very bad situation. So this is a SWOT analysis. Now, a SWOT analysis is a old school kind of business tool that I find is very effective, and I have done it for every single one of the firms that I've worked in. Now, this is the idea of being true to yourself. What are we trying to accomplish here? And so let's look at this some. All right. Can y'all still hear me over here? Is this okay? I think I got a pretty big voice. Okay. So this is a little grid here that essentially is broken up into four boxes. And the boxes look at internal strengths and weaknesses, and then externals, opportunities, and threats. Okay. So, internally, strengths. All right, mega firm that I was at originally. Strengths that we had. We could handle large volumes of cases. We could litigate large volumes of cases. We could deal with, we could sustain large budgets. We were able to, we had people that could handle all of the variety of issues, office managers, people that would close our files. People, we had it all segmented out. So we had very deep processes. Weaknesses. We had a pipeline. If a case did not fit that pipeline, we would screw it up. Like, we couldn't handle big cases. It just wouldn't work. There was no way. If we got a catastrophic injury, like, it had to get out of that firm immediately, or we would commit malpractice. It was just not what we were set up to do. So that was a deep weakness, an institutional weakness. Trying to change things internally was impossible. You could not get anything done, like, when you're trying to change things. All right, so opportunities. One of the opportunities that I assessed while I was there is that we did have this system where we could litigate a bazillion cases. And so not only was I advertising to the general public to get new cases in, I was advertising to other lawyers who were doing mass volume operations because we could like handle some of their excess cases. So, you know, all these firms, you know, this is back in the like early, like late 2000s and early 2010s. We were one of the first ones that could really litigate volume. A lot of these other advertising attorneys couldn't. And so I was able to see that as an opportunity, and I was getting sometimes hundreds of cases at a time to litigate because other folks hadn't caught up on some of the litigation skills. So that was an opportunity in the marketplace. Now, I think with plaintiffs' firms, you know, one of the big threats that we're looking externally at is legislation. There's always a chance that we can get legislated to death. So, you know, we have a speaker coming up right after me that is going to be talking about the 18001 affidavits, right? This is a new change. This is a threat to a lot of plaintiff practices, because if you don't get it right, you can really screw up your cases. You can really, you know, have some potential malpractice threats. All right, so that was one of the mega firm. For a small firm, when I was just by myself, strengths, all right? Well, I'm an attorney.